This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. Today, I'll finish reading a story about Bob Berglund. His mother, Mabel, wrote this story about him for inclusion in Remembrances, compiled by Hazel Wahlberg around 1980. Last week, I read her memories of his childhood and college days, and then marriage and a family of seven children. I'll continue with her story about making ends meet with a big family. After this, he realized he couldn't depend on farming alone. He went into a minor business adventure, selling and delivering LP gas. But because of sympathy for his fellow farmers and friends, he was too generous with credit, so his profits went in accounts receivable. If he hadn't had such an understanding and ambitious wife, it would have been hard for him. She grew a big garden, baked their bread and goodies, which provided lots of food for them. In 1950, Bob and Helen bought 200 acres of their own from Riney Brothers. They paid $70 an acre at 3% interest, nothing down, and half the crop as payments. At such a bargain, we encouraged them to buy it. His father sold them half interest in the machinery we had. The weather didn't cooperate, so crops drowned out several years in a row. When he had a crop started, then we had an invasion of worms that destroyed it. It seemed he never could get one good crop. But his creditors had sympathy for him and never crowded him. He paid the interest and they were satisfied. Because he wasn't equipped to handle livestock, there wasn't much to do here in the winters. He was handy with the hammer and saw, so he packed his family in the car and went to Florida building houses. This they did for 3 winters. Bob had been renting our farm, which adjoined his own, and thought he should refinance someplace so that Riney Brothers could get their money. This was accomplished through FHA. He also bought 80 acres from us with the buildings on and moved his family back to the farm and built a house for us in town. Crops were getting better, but he was offered a job from the new Secretary of Agriculture, Orville Freeman. Bob got to be field man for ASCS division in the state, and the family continued to live on the farm. Later, he was appointed to the state board as chairman. His next step took him to Washington, D.C., where he had an office in the Department of Agriculture, as director of 9 states, including Minnesota. At this time, he moved his family to Washington. Bob bought the rest of our farm and the other half of our machinery and refinanced all his land through the federal land bank. When they went to Washington, he rented all his acres to Helen's brother, who moved his family to the farm. With the change of administration in 1968, Bob resigned his job, knowing he would be retired eventually, moved back to Roseau, and ran unsuccessfully for Congress against Odin Langan in the 7th District. This adventure was costly for someone who didn't have the money to spend. He had some years of better crops, so 2 years later he ran again for the House seat against the same opponent and won by a substantial margin. Back to Washington they moved. He held the seat in Congress until January of 1977 when he resigned. When Bob was in the House, he and his sons did the farming. Bob managed by telephone and the boys followed his directions. They had only one son who wanted to farm, their second son, John. He was in a fatal car accident in August of 1975. He had gone 1 year to a vocational school in Staples, Minnesota, studying the mechanics of the new large farm equipment, and was planning to return for 1 more year. He was only 19 years old, and I ask myself often, why? Then came the change of administration again in 1977. Bob was appointed by the President of the United States as Secretary of Agriculture. He hesitated to accept because he would miss the close personal relationship he always found in the 7th District. But when the President asked, he felt he couldn't say no. Bob seldom grumbled about anything. He always had a good time with everyone, whether he agreed with them or not. It showed that on Capitol Hill when they voted to confirm him for this job. Not a negative vote in the whole committee. When he accepted this job, he had to put his farm in trust. His son-in-law, Stephen Dahl, rents it for cash rent payable to Bob Foley, trustee. I wish there was space to tell of the exciting swearing-in ceremony I had the privilege of witnessing. Bob likes his new job very much. He says he has more time to spend at home with his family now than when he was in the house. When I ask Bob what he sees in his personal future, he says he would like to serve out this 4-year term, supervising the enormous changes now taking place. After that, he said they plan to return to the farm to retire. As his mother, I hope I will live to see that day. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.